Let's head back to Haus der Statistik. Please don't forget to take the viewing object with you.
To start with, we always need an indicator. We don't perceive climate change per se. For example, we don't perceive smog, or we do only in very rare cases. We don't perceive air pollution directly. So we always need an indicator. We always have to measure, because otherwise it's subjective. And then one day I feel bad and I think, oh, today the smog is somehow particularly bad. In Asian cities it's sometimes like that, so you can already perceive it there. But many climate phenomena, we simply can't perceive them. Take biodiversity, for example. Yes, I hear a lot of birds, but I can't differentiate whether there are 100 or 1,000. So we always need indicators in order to perceive such large topics or such complex topics.
Some mushrooms, maybe, but mostly bacteria, are really good at capturing the nitrogen in the air and transforming it into a way that can be assimilated then by plants. These interactions are essential to the making of the soil and to just making of the living matter that is plants, right? And the other plants around that do not have this partnership with the bacteria, they benefit from it because there's an overabundance of nitrogen, like usable nitrogen, that is kind of overflowing from these plants. So, mm-hmm. Like when you have a patch of clover here like this, not only are the roots themselves overflowing with all this nitrogen, and there's some that goes into the soil that can be used by the plants around it, but also every time the leaves die on the ground, they decompose, and the nitrogen that was in the leaves gets combined in the soil. Like, soil is mainly decomposed plants, right?
So some of these creatures eat the fungi growing in the soil, and the fungi interact in pretty multiple ways with the plants. So they're the symbiotic or mutualistic fungi that interact with the plant in a positive way, like giving nutrients to the plant, and the plant returns sugar to the fungi. And then there are multiple parasites. And then there's sort of a gradient in between the mutualistic and the parasitic fungi. So if a plant is in a very, very happy situation, it may be that the fungus takes more than it gives. And maybe in a situation where the plant is super stressed, it may be the other way around. So some people call it a mutualism-parasitism continuum.
We have so many perceptual distortions that I can't put myself in the situation and think, how did I perceive it 20 years ago? Were there more insects? But if I go to the windscreen, for example, then I can measure it. Then I have an indicator. But just by feeling, well, I feel, yes, I'm somehow being bitten by insects this summer. So I don't think we have a decline in the insect population now. I can't assess that subjectively. And of course, that's a huge problem. Because we have to act.
Thank you for being part of the audio walk with the Physical Reality Devices.